Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Leviticus 19, verses 9 and 10 says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge, neither shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. And you shall not strip the vineyard bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God." Leviticus 19, 9 and 10. God is always interested in having his children take care of the poor. It seems evident that the very planning of harvest included a plan to leave a specific amount of grain for those needing it. Imagine planning from the very beginning to help those in need. I wonder how many of us do that with our businesses and our incomes and our work that we're involved in. How many of us look at what we're doing and think, what can I do to help those who are actually in need around me with the resources that I've been entrusted with? Notice I said that we've been entrusted with. Those resources are really God's, not ours. Some of us live as if after we give 10% that the rest is ours to do whatever we want with, when in reality, it's all God's, and that first 10% reminds us that it is all God's. I wonder how many businesses today make a plan or sit at the board table and discuss how the harvest will ensure people in need are cared for. In a rough year, I wonder if the plan would still be to take provisions that we've earned and help people that are experiencing poverty. I remember talking to a business owner and suggesting he tithe his workforce. He had 20 employees, so I suggested he pay the salaries and benefits of two working for our king. The suggestion was not taken seriously and was actually laughed at. Yet I was serious and still am. We should plan how to spend the harvest money before the harvest and never forget who's in charge of how much the harvest we actually receive. God desires us to always be thinking about those in need, not just once in a while and not just when they bother us, but always thinking about them and what we can do to make sure that the provision that God made for us can be shared with all of those who have need today. We need to remember that for those who have been given much, much will be required. And those of us that live in the United States of America, we have been given much. And one day we'll stand before God and much will be required. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.